What up, what up, what up? Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of the ISC Bengal Show. My name is Chris Asbrock, and I am your host today. And as always, ISC is brought to you by Dark Hawk Nutrition. Dark Hawk Nutrition is the next evolution in sports supplements. Their pre-workout, protein, creatine, and other products are produced in FDA-approved facilities, third-party tested for quality, and are guaranteed clean. So, use code IMPACT for 15% off of your entire selection at darkhawknutrition.com. That is code IMPACT for 15% off of your entire selection at darkhawknutrition.com. Well, we are back for another season with the ISC Bengal Show. Again, I am Chris Asbrock, and unfortunately, I'm not joined by my co-host Nick Cimino today. But we are going to look back at the Bengals and Green Bay Packers, their game. And, I mean, it was ugly. It's preseason football. So that kind of, you know, that kind of tells you everything you need to know about, you know, what we're looking at. It wasn't a pretty game by any means. I think right now the way the game is, or the way the camp is kind of playing out, there are some concerns, and it's obviously strictly with depth right now. There's nothing more, you know, outside of, you know, anything else to really be too concerned about. I think this team is, you know, I think they're in a really good spot overall, but it does get a little sketchy, you know, as you get further down the depth chart in some of these position groups, because, you know, let's be real, it got kind of ugly kind of quick. So that is something to definitely keep an eye on moving forward and see what moves are eventually made. But right now, I think that the way we're set up, I mean, it's definitely, like I said, it's definitely something to keep your eye on. Like I said, as we are moving forward, you know, with this, with this season, definitely something, like I said, to move forward with. The Packers defeated the Bengals 36-19 on Friday night at Paul Brown Stadium. Again, it was an ugly game. Starters did not play for the Cincinnati Bengals. The only one I believe that did was Dax Hill. I don't recall any of the other starters coming in and playing in this game. But again, it wasn't pretty at all. But, you know, looking at, you know, what we could be seeing here in with the 53-man roster, there's some intrigue moving forward with it. The, you know, Bengals have until August 29th to have their 53-man roster set. So, you know, you've got some time in between there to make, you know, obviously, you know, making some moves. But what you're looking at now, because the quarterbacks, you know, let's start with them. It was ugly. Trevor Siemian, Jake Browning. You know, those dudes were brutal. Brandon Allen, our backup last year, or for the last couple of years, went on to go and play. He signed with the San Francisco 49ers. So in turn, the Bengals signed Trevor Siemian, who's an NFL veteran. They signed him back in May, right at the beginning of May. And, you know, here we are with, you know, he has struggled, and he's got NFL starts in his, you know, under his belt. You know, he was a former starter with the Denver Broncos. But man, I tell you what, he did not look good. Jake Browning did not look good. Jake Browning, I've got a feeling, is going to be probably a practice squad candidate. I think there was a lot of, you know, talk. The Bengals did stash him on the practice squad last year. They end up signing him up because of that. You know, so that's something obviously to keep an eye on, whether, you know, what moves are going to be made because of, you know, you don't want to lose some of these guys off the practice squad. So that is definitely something to keep an eye on. The running backs, you know, you've got Trayvon Williams right now who was hurt. Joe Mixon's obviously your starter. You've got Chase Brown, you know, the rookie from Illinois. He's going to be your backup. Now, the big question is who's going to be your third down running back? With Trayvon Williams out right now at this point in time, I think you're going to see it's going to be a battle between Trayvon and Chris Evans, I think, is your third down back. But the problem is the Bengals don't have the confidence in Chris Evans as, you know, in terms of the pass blocking or anything like that. That's where you're really, I mean, you know, whew, man, that's going to be a major thing to watch as this camp continues to play out along with this preseason. Do the Bengals go look somewhere else? Do they look for, you know, that third down back with a Leonard Fournette, even, you know, Zeke Elliott? I mean, are those the guys that you even maybe think about going to, you know, to bring in? That's definitely an option that you could see, you know, playing itself into existence here. That's a good, you know, that's a good chance, you know, of seeing something like that if they look as, you know, as off as they did, this past game. Because again, it wasn't a pretty game overall by the majority of the players. You know, you're still. In terms of the receivers, I mean, that's obviously, you know, that's a pretty easy, you know, situation with what we're looking at right now. You know, Chase Higgins, boy, those guys aren't going anywhere. Backups, I mean, are you going to keep six? Are you going to keep seven? Andre Yoshivash, the rookie, has been fantastic in camp so far, turning heads. They targeted him, I want to say, 10 times in the game on Friday night. So with that being the case, you know, he's not going anywhere. I'd have to think he, you know, if he can, you know, if he can make waves on special teams, that's another option right there for him as well. And if that's the case, is Stanley Morgan gone? Because Stanley Morgan, I mean, he's a special team stud. Great teammate. Guys love him. Guys love Stanley Morgan. So with that being the case, how does that play out? Do you keep him and then look at, you know, having seven receivers overall? Or do you even think about, you know, cutting ties with Stanley Morgan because of the rise of Andre Yoshivash? That's another one to keep an eye on. That's a very intriguing, you know, situation here as well to look at. There's so much that's going to be going into this that is very, very, very intriguing, you know, as everything all plays out. You know, in terms of tight end and everything like that, you know what you're going to get. Irv Smith's your starter. You're going to have Drew Sample and most likely Mitchell Wilcox are going to be, you know, are going to be your receivers, you know, in this, or your tight ends in this situation. But, you know, the one to keep an eye on is, and I'm working on an article in terms of storylines for the, you know, the upcoming season. And one of them is the offensive line. Where do the Bengals stand with the offensive line and in terms of the depth and everything like that? Where do they sit, with those players? And because I tell you what, you know, starting off, Jackson Carman, you know, he's set, you know, to be a backup. You know, that's, you know, plain and simple how that's going to play out. He was okay in the first part of the game. Completely. He ended up having to come back in the fourth quarter and looked uninterested. There was, like, he could have cared less to be there. He looked lost. Almost to the point to where, you know, It was ugly. I mean, it was ugly. You know, when he's slated as a backup, I mean, it's, I don't know, you know, what we're looking at. I mean, because you've got, like I said, you've got your starting offensive line set right now with Karras at center. Your two guards are Volson and Kappa. Volson has come in. He's gained, I want to say, 10, 15 pounds of muscle. So he's in much better. He was not out of shape last year, but I'm just saying, like, in terms of physical, you know, prowess, everything like that, there he is. Volson's looking better. And you've got Orlando Brown on the left, who you signed in the offseason on a major contract, you know, thus forcing Jonah Williams to go to the right. So with that being the case, you know, how does that, you know, how does that look, especially because, you know, Jonah, I mean, he's been looking fantastic so far. So that's something that, you know, you have to feel pretty confident about, you know, as a Reds, or Jesus, right? Yeah, I just saw the Reds pop up on the TV as a Bengals fan. But, you know, with our offensive line set as it is now, you know, you've got Lyle Collins out because he's still recovering. They put him on, he's on the PUP list. So, you know, with that, you know, situated as is, how, you know, how does the backup, you know, how's the backup situation? Like, you've got Jackson Carman, Cody Ford, Hakeem Adeniji. Those three are all tackles. Cody Ford can play guard. So you've got him along with Max Sharping as guards and then Trey Hill. I don't think, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how it all lines up. Deontay Smith might be the odd man out there on the offensive line, just because, you know, but that might be, it might not be the case. Deontay Smith might not be the odd man out because it might be Jackson Carman, because Jackson Carman, again, has not deserved to be in this spot after that performance on Friday night. So, you know, with that being the case, has Jackson Carman played his way out of Cincinnati? Because he hasn't been real, you know, he hasn't been real promising so far. So that's another thing to keep an eye on. Obviously, you know, your starters on the defensive line, they did not play very well. Or the starters on the offensive line did not play, or did not play at all. Neither did the defensive starters, obviously. The offensive line starters did not play very well. And the defensive one, the one I'm really kind of concerned with is Miles Murphy. Obviously, he is our, you know, he was our first round draft pick. Question is, you haven't, you know, what are you going to get from him? You haven't seen much come out of him all camp. You haven't heard much out of him. Very quiet. Didn't see much out of him in the, even in the preseason game on Friday. Didn't see much from him. Very quiet. That kind of concerns me a little bit there. What are you going to be getting from him? That's the one you really got to, you know, pay attention to and look at, I think, as we're moving forward. Because, you know, you've got Osai, you've got Josh Dupo, Zach Carter, Cam Sample, those guys, obviously solid backups, you know, who are going to get the job done. You know what you're getting from them. You know, it's going to be intriguing to see what, you know, what this team looks like in the defensive secondary, because, you know, you've got your linebackers all, those are all set, you know, with, you know, Akeem Davis-Gaither, Marcus Bailey, and Joe Bachy. I think, you know, those guys, the secondary was really the problem in this game on Friday night. It was DJ Turner, I thought, he looked like a rookie, but he did very well. He made some plays that, you know, he was able to really, you know, come out and show out on. And that's one thing that was comforting to see, you know, from him. Again, he still made some great plays. Dax Hill, I thought, looked very, very good. Dax Hill, you know what you're going to get, I think, from him now, because he's proven to, he's shown what he can do. And I think that, in very limited snaps last year, he was kind of thrust into that position and did an admirable job. And now him and Nick Scott they've got the task of replacing Jesse Bates and Von Bell. And I think they've done a great job. Now, Jordan Battle, I think is one. I thought he played very well too in this game. But it was really the corners that were the issue. I don't, I don't see, I don't see guys like DJ Turner or those guys are going to continue to get their reps, obviously, in the preseason. DJ Ivy, he's not going to go anywhere. I wonder what Bengals do with like Alan George or Sidney Jones. Alan George, I think, is one that, I mean, I think Sidney Jones, apparently, in camp has not looked the best, and he did not look that good in the preseason game either. So with that being the case there, is that something to keep an eye on, of what they do with in the secondary? Because, like I said, your corners are set. You've got Chidi, CTB, and Mike Hilner, obviously your three starters, but you've got DJ Turner, Jalen Davis is going to be, on there as well. DJ Ivy, because he is a draft pick, I don't think goes anywhere. So it's really going to come down to Sidney Jones and Alan George. And I don't know what they do, in that situation there. Because your safeties are Jordan Battle and Tyson Anderson, along with obviously Dax Hill and Nick Scott. Tyson Anderson had a pick six. He had two picks in that game. Jordan Battle, like I said, I thought played very well. Mike Thomas is one to definitely keep an eye on as, again, as camp progresses and as, the preseason continues on as well as we head towards the regular season. Is he one that doesn't make the cut? I mean, is he one that, that's a very intriguing position as well. And that's where, again, after this first game, does make it a little difficult on what we're going to see. And that's the part where it's really one to kind of take a step back and think about, where we're at here with this team. There was more I was going to discuss, but I'm going to wait, and that's in terms of the contracts and everything like that, with what we're expecting with the Cincinnati Bengals and the and the contract situations of Joe Burrow, T. Higgins, obviously Logan Wilson re-signing, Trey Hendrickson re-signing, or getting extended. So on that, but I'm going to wait until I have my co-host Nick Cimino on that show. Which I will have him on next week, because he will be, we'll be talking about the next upcoming preseason game as well. So, with that being the case, I'm just going to wrap it up right now, and we are going to be back next week as we discuss the next preseason game for our Cincinnati Bengals, as they take on the Atlanta Falcons. I want to say it's Friday night or Saturday night. We will be back next week to discuss that, myself and Nick Cimino. And we will also be discussing also the week of, training camp and what we've seen coming out of it so far. So, again, stay tuned. We will be back again next week for another episode of the ISC Bengals Show. Again, my name is Chris Asbrock, and make sure you follow us on X, formerly known as Twitter. Follow me at I am Chris Asbrock, at IS Cincy, and at CincyZZ for Nick's X account as well. Make sure you follow us online at www.iscincy.com, where we will be coming out here with a high school top 10. for high school football coming out, and also along with college football, because that gets rolling here pretty soon. So make sure you stay tuned for all of that, as that is coming out here relatively soon. Again, as always, thank you guys so much for all of your support. And make sure you go to darkhawknutrition.com and get all of your nutrition supplements there, because Dark Hawk Nutrition is, you know, they are fantastic. As always, we are brought to you by them. Again, their pre-workout, protein, creatine, and other products are produced in FDA-approved facilities, third-party tested for quality, and are guaranteed clean. So, with that being the case, use code IMPACT for 15% off of your entire selection at darkhawknutrition.com. That is darkhawknutrition.com, and use code IMPACT for 15% off of your entire order. So thank you guys so much for everything, and have yourselves a fantastic rest of your weekend. See you, everybody.